If I mention the name Jerry Douglas, everybody knows who Jerry Douglas is, all the great music he has performed over the years, probably most recently recognizable as a member of Alison Krauss and Union Station featuring Jerry Douglas. And even more recent than that, the Earls of Leicester, two albums of Flattened Scruggs brought back to life in a way that no one else could do it. Jerry Douglas has a brand new album coming out on Rounder Records on August 18th of 2017. The title of the album is What If? And this is, as Jerry often does, different types of music. This is different, certainly, than Earls of Leicester by a stretch, and also certainly different than Alison Krauss Union Station has worked with them. This is kind of a jazz-oriented album. I think that's a fair statement. I'm going to talk to Jerry in the second hour today of the program. You're going to want to listen to this. We have some guests that drop in unannounced, and we have a good time talking about What If, future work with Alison Krauss Union Station, and touch a little bit on the Earls of Leicester. The last time Jerry was on this program, the very first Earls of Leicester album had just dropped and was just lighting up the charts, and everybody was so excited. And the second one, equally well received. Please don't leave your radio. Special guest drop in with Jerry Douglas. You just never know who's going to drop by when Jerry's resting and getting ready to go back on tour. The What If album has some amazing music. It's jazz. If you like Jerry Douglas, you're going to like it. If you like Dobro, you're going to like it. If you just like great music, you're going to like What If. I'm really happy to welcome back to Unreal Bluegrass Jerry Douglas. How are you, Jerry?
I'm good. I'm out here on my porch throwing the ball for the dogs.
Well.
And they're confused. They come back with a different ball every time I throw one. So it's I don't know how they do that.
Well, you've probably been throwing a lot of balls out there you don't remember.
Throwing a lot of balls, been slinging a lot of music here lately.
You have been. Yeah. And, you know, the last time we talked on the air, Jerry, and I see you around different places, but the Earls of Leicester, the first one, had just exploded. And Rattle and Roar was just sort of like a figment and something in the works. And so now you've done the two rounds of this incredible Earls of Leicester sound. And now, as if people need more information than the album cover, the new album, What If, is not the Earls of Leicester at all. This is something wholly different.
Yeah, this is something I've been working toward for a while. You know, the different records I've been putting out were sort of hinting at this, but this is the full-blown effort. You know, this is me with drums and bass, same drummer, Doug Belote, Daniel Kimbrough playing the bass, drums with Doug Belote, I don't know what I said there, and Christian Settlemyer's playing the fiddle, but I've got Mike Seal, electric guitar player, who's just will blow your mind.
That's phenomenal.
And trumpet and saxophone as well. It's full band.
It's a huge sound, and there's a great video, and I've heard a couple of cuts that aren't necessarily on YouTube. There's a great video of this entire band at Station Inn, I think playing the longer Cave Bop. Cave Bop was released.
Longer.
Yeah.
We'll probably have a video of every song out there before the record actually drops. But the record's called What If, and, you know, it's just like, well, what if I did this? So that's what I'm doing. I'm sort of bringing the whole thing to fruition, you know. What I've been recording for years that had little sections, little horn-like sections,
yeah,
but
not like this.
Now they're really horns.
This is Jerry Douglas and the Jazz Messengers live at Village Vanguard.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so fun. And we've been playing the whole record live. Now, we've done it about four times. We played in Rochester at the Jazz Festival in Rochester, New York, the other night.
Oh, what a blast.
And it being a jazz festival, they got it.
They got it.
We played it at Telluride the week before that, and we played it at Romp. And then last night I played with the Earls, and we sold out the Ryman. We sold out the Ryman Auditorium. So that's going full blast. Earls is still, you know, I'm dividing my time between those two things. And trying to alternate them in a reasonable fashion, so I can actually, you know, not just hint at what I want to do with the big band, but actually get really involved with it and play the songs like I want to play them. And it's so much fun hearing all that going on behind me.
Oh man.
It's all fully registered now, you know? It's such a wonderful sound to hear going on behind me. I just kind of like sometimes I just have to stand there and listen to it. It's like, is this my band? Whose band is this? It's really good.
By the way, I want to tell you, and I'll tell the audience also, we can hear your dog breathing, in case they're wondering who's breathing heavy.
I've got a golden retriever and a black lab, and the black lab won't give up the ball.
That's okay. I want him to know it's not you or I breathing heavily. That's all.
No. No, it's these dogs.
Okay.
That I can't.
All right. That's fine. Listen.
I can't seem to get away from them.
That's
today.
Okay. Well, you're not supposed to. You're home with your dogs, and that's what you're supposed to be doing, as far as they know.
Well, I played last night, and that was the last gig until. I'll be in New York City on the 12th just doing a bunch of press for the record, and then we'll play at Grey Fox, and we're doing just a string of dates on the East Coast and working our way down until we end up here in Nashville playing this festival called Pilgrimage. It's all kinds of music, and I think we're going to fit in just fine. Even at the Bluegrass Festival, it's a stretch. Mm-hmm. It's a stretch, but there's, you know, I'll try to make everybody happy and not, you know, just play jazz. But it's me, you know, it's still me and doing what I do. But it's just, you know, proving that you can surround yourself with any kind of music, and I just think dobro music has been limited so much in the past, and I've been trying all my life to do as much with the dobro as I can, and, you know, it's a lot like Bela did with the banjo.
Yeah.
Only different. It's different. It's a more of an ensemble and a lot of arranged parts and everything that we're doing, but it's just wonderful to hear all these guys playing together, making such a beautiful sound.
It's fantastic. I mean, I love the fullness of the sound and the horns. There's more, you know, Cave Bop had a horn, but now you have a bigger horn section and the rhythm section behind it, and now.
Yeah, and the horns play parts throughout.
Yes.
You know, they're supportive all the way throughout mm-hmm. the songs, and it's just something I've never encountered. You know, even in the studio with, you know, full-blown, you know, everybody playing at the same time on the record, it's every night it gets a little better, gets a little bigger, and everybody's getting used to the parts and learning the songs, and we're fleshing them out and taking more chances with them every night. It translates, you know. The whole idea is for this to translate to you of how much fun we're having. That's the whole idea. Because I think right now of all times, everybody needs something to take their mind off of all the other junk that's going on.
You are correct.
And that's what we're there for.
I want to get the album is What If It's on Rounder. I have a release day of August 18th. Does that sound accurate?
That's right.
Okay, good. I want to make sure everybody knows that and they can get it. They can follow you.
We will have the record. You're going to hear the pant now.
I know.
But,
it's heavy
we
now.
We will have the record with us on the tour.
Oh, good. Okay. I'll be at Grey Fox. I'll find you at Grey Fox.
Not really, really out yet.
I know.
But it's going to be, we'll play it in its entirety or as much as we can get in there. And I think we're doing two sets at Grey Fox, so one set will be more or less what we used to do, and the second set will be the whole record.
Okay. When I think back, Jerry, in recent, and excluding the Earls of Leicester for a moment, Look Out, Hope, the Traveler album. This has a lot of those kind of elements. I mean, Hey Joe, I forget where that shows up on, but you've redone Hey Joe. But so you always do this, and we talked about this a little bit off the air. I had guessed that you had about and you kind of confirmed it, maybe about a two-year plus, and then you got to do something else. And I'm not saying that Earls of Leicester's fabulous. It's a wonderful band. It's great music. But I always felt like following your careers, I was pulling up stuff in my library. There are I have nine albums under your name. That doesn't include things like Skip Hop and Wobble, where you're like my second name, but they're all different. And I always felt that you were, you came through bluegrass. That's how you picked up the dobro. But you always... you're always looking for different projects and different sounds, and that sounds like maybe What If is something that you've been kind of working for. Whether you knew it or not, this is what you've been working towards for a while.
This is what I was headed toward, but when I got Daniel Kimbrough, the bass player in my band, we just started experimenting so heavily with different time signatures, but you know, you can be as complex with that stuff as you want to be. But you want to include who's listening. You don't want to lose them. You don't want to leave them behind and feel like, you know, for them to feel like you don't care about what they think.
No, then you become a performance artist.
Really do care about what they think.
Yeah.
And I think my audience, people have been following all these different records and all these little different incarnations that I've been bringing forward all these years. It's, you know, you try to grow as a musician, and this is a big leap for me. This is a big leap for me, and I'm just I try to do something new, but I try to keep myself interested in everything that's going on.
Right.
And for me to do that, I have to get these things out of my head that are just laying dormant in there, and I have to get them out, or I get this big log jam. And I'm not happy. So, you know, playing the stuff with Allison and the band, that is wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I love doing that. And when that comes back around, we'll do that again. And we are going back in the studio here in just a few days.
That's good.
I've got a break of about 10 days, and right at the end of that, we'll be going in the studio and cutting some more of Acus kind of stuff.
That's good.
And we already have some things in the can, too. So there's an album coming. But for right now, you know, in the meantime, they're not side projects from Acus. They're, you know, where things I'll be dividing my time doing. You know, I won't – Acus obviously won't be all the time. And so I have to – do something in the meantime, and it gives me the chance to go ahead and do these things that are on my mind, and so I don't break out in the middle of the day because one of the solos in doing something else, that's just bad taste.
The other tune that I've heard on this is What If, and it's not blues and bop.
It's cinematic.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is.
I would call that. I mean, there really isn't a name for that.
I just I didn't want everyone to think that they're just going to hear bop and blues and I don't know how you describe it. Cinematic's a great. I've only heard the version on Prairie Home Companion, but I thought,
Oh yeah, I shortened it for that. Chris really loved that tune. I asked him what he wanted me to play, and he said. I sent him the record, and he flipped out over What If, and I said, he said, but it's, you know, we have to shorten it because we're a radio show, and I said, okay. So I went in the studio and cut it down to the 4 minutes that you have to do on a show like that.
All right. Something broke, or you have a sound effects tape.
This is a wild interview, huh?
I just hit
a big... big bell out in the wind bell out
okay.
My back.
All right. Well,
by mistake.
That's all right.
With my ball thrower here.
Did you hit the bell with the ball, or did the dog hit the bell?
I hit the bell. Rang the bell.
Oh, good for you. Then you're ready for the carnival tour.
Yeah, man, I'm good with that big hammer right now. But going back to What If, the song, it seems to have this thing about it. When we start playing it, people don't know what's coming, and it's a big surprise. I mean, it's a really hard song to play, and technically, it's for me, it's all pull-offs in different positions to try to create these big chords, and then the guitar fills them in, comes in and fills them in, and then the fiddle has a part, comes in, and then the sax and the horn section comes in and plays this beautiful, you know, what I think is probably the main melody for the song. And they're recurring parts, but they're not exactly the same ever. And there's even a song on the record that's called "Go Ahead and Leave," that is like a, I don't know, stream of consciousness.
Okay.
You know, I try to imagine some guy who's, or girl, woman or man,
all right,
who's kind of like had enough, right?
Okay.
And so it's a conversation, more of a conversation, mm-hmm. but it's a stream of consciousness that no part ever really repeats. And it ends up with somebody leaves. So in my mind, anyway, we'll see what people think.
Okay. All right.
But,
well, I don't want to.
It's really interesting to me what people do think about these things.
I know it is. I know you want that feedback.
Because I have my opinion. I think I just choked my dog with the ball there. But
this is too much. You're doing too much. If the dog dies on my show, this is not airing. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I won't have it.
Oh, man. Well, you know, if I was sitting in a dark cubicle, none of this would be going on.
I understand. This is good. I don't want to let you go without you've identified some of the members of the band, not to cut you off where you were going, because I know that you want people. I want you to get the members of the band out. We've talked about a few, and I want to take just a second. How do you find these guys?
Well, you know, Doug Belote, the drummer, he's from Lafayette, Louisiana, but he mainly plays in different situations in New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans musicians, they just float.
They
None
do
of them
it.
Are in a band.
No,
they just kind of float around and play
true.
With each other and groups and have different sounds, but a lot of it's New Orleans jazz. You know, it's the sound you don't find it just anywhere.
No.
And Doug brings that. He brings his Cajun upbringing. His father played bass with Governor Jimmy Davis,
oh.
the guy who wrote "You Are My Sunshine."
Yeah, yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah, he told me that his mother was going to the hospital to have him, and his dad was off doing a gig with Governor Jimmy Davis. And his dad, Jimmy Davis, made it back to the hospital before his dad did. So I didn't question him on any of that stuff. But he's my drummer. He's
okay.
The guy. And in fact, when he came right after Katrina, he came to Nashville because, you know, there was nothing happening in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And he came over. Guthrie Trapp was playing in my band, a great electric guitar player, and he said, "Man, you should come over and try with this band. We're changing drummers." And he said, and he didn't know who I was or anything, and he thought he was auditioning for Jerry Reed. And so he came over, and we never played Eastbound and Down,
no.
Or "You Got the Gold Mine, I Got the Shaft," or any of that kind of stuff. But he left here thinking he'd gotten a job with Jerry Reed.
Really?
So for a couple of weeks he kept wondering why we didn't play those songs, but he knows now.
Okay,
but,
good.
That's only been 12 years ago.
All right, good.
And then Daniel Kimbrough is this really great bass player, much in the school of Edgar Meyer, but with a bluegrass background. So he knows all the flat and scrub stuff. He knows where I come from, you know. But we just he's been a great part of bringing me forward into these other genres of music that, you know, are just sub-genres, I would call them, you know, because music is so is really mixed up and
Yeah. Everybody's
playing everything. And that was one of the reasons I started the Earls of Leicester, was to have a bluegrass band that played bluegrass.
That's
right. There was no confusion on what we were doing.
Nope.
And there is a little more confusion in this band because we might shift into Ride the Wild Turkey or something like that at a moment's notice. I'll just give them a high sign and they know where I'm going.
Oh.
And we got some
I can't wait to see this.
And Christian Settlemyre is a violinist that can he's got a bluegrass background as well. And he's from Erie, Pennsylvania. So, I mean, these guys are all over the place. I heard him play in a big session of all kinds of players at Hardly Strictly out in San Francisco a few years ago, and I said, next time I need to add somebody to the fiddle chair, I'm going to call him. So he's in the band, and then Mike Seal, this guy, he's from Northern Virginia, but he was in Atlanta playing with the great drummer Jeff Seitz, so they were just into just fusion music. But he grew up, his grandfather played bluegrass, and everybody's got a bluegrass.
That's cool.
Connection until you get to the horn players.
Yeah, well.
but Jamel Mitchell, the saxophone player, his father was the guy who wrote all of the horn parts and everything for all the Al Green records.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay.
And his uncle, Willie Mitchell, was a great producer out of Memphis who worked in bands like that all the time and produced those Al Green records. So he wrote all these horn parts and these, sections. And I got lucky enough to get a really great trumpet player, Vance Thompson, who actually teaches at University of Tennessee. He teaches in the music department, but he can get away and go just about any time he wants to, so he's going to be out there with us too. So it's just...
I can't wait. I can't wait to see this. I can't wait.
These guys are top-notch.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody said, never be the best guy in your band. Never be the best player in your band. Well, I'm kind of wondering about that. Maybe I'm not. You know, it's just like I just like surrounding myself with people who know how to play. I don't want to fool around with teaching somebody the nuances of when not to play and when to play and how to go at it, how to build a solo and all these kinds of things. And these guys have got it. They are all well schooled, have played in all kinds of situations and because it's my band, we have a bluegrass core, but It's great to hear their interpretations of things that I think are pretty normal bluegrass things, but they hear it completely differently. And so we're out there having fun, and it's a really wonderful sound.
I can't wait, man. I'm telling you,
for them to hear it.
I'll be at Gray Fox. I know I'll see you. If you're doing two stages, I'll find you somewhere. But I just can't wait to see this band perform. I love what I've heard
the
of What If.
Set, the evening set that we do on the main stage that night, I think it's a Saturday night, we'll be playing the record.
Cool.
Be playing the record.
All right.
And I think everybody's going to love it. I hope they do. We've put a lot of work into it, and we love it, and it's very musical, and it's a little different than, we're not Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver.
No.
We love them, but we don't want to be them.
Well,
so.
You know the Gray Fox crowd. I think it's pretty hip. I've been going there for 4 or 5 years, and they have me come up and do different things as part
they're
of the
always,
festival.
And they're growing. They're always growing. All these people who are hearing all this music, there's so much available. Mm-hmm. You know, the Internet has made music, has broadened everybody's palate.
Yeah, yeah.
And even people who were hardcore bluegrass people have bigger ears now than they used to have. And if they want to hear bluegrass, me play bluegrass, the Earls of Leicester get any.
Look for the red ties. Look for the red ties, and Jerry will be doing bluegrass.
Yep. You can wear anything. You can be naked, but you put on that boat.
You are there.
That's right. That Western tie. You're an old Lester. That's serious.
Jerry, thanks so much, man, for taking it. I can't wait to hear. I'll be at Gray Fox, and I know that'll be the first chance I have to see you. I can't wait to hear. I'm talking to Jerry Douglas.
There's a little bit of something for everybody there. I think we're going to dig it. I can't wait to show them what we're doing.
They will absolutely dig it, I guarantee. The new album, What If, is on Rounder, and it comes out, I think.
On Rounder Records.
August 18th.
And it'll be released on August the 18th.
Can't wait.
But when we get there, we'll have everything with us. We have new swag. We have new T-shirts. We have all kinds of stuff, posters. We have so much stuff, the bus is tilting. But we'll be up there, and we'll be having fun. And, you know, there's no way to listen to this stuff and not have fun. But that's the whole point.
I love it, man. I haven't been this excited about seeing a live show of an album that I don't have yet in a long time. But I can't wait. I know I'm going to love it because of what I've heard already. So I've had previews.
Well, there may be a few things out there on YouTube that I haven't seen yet. But, you know, it's getting around already. But it's best to see live while it's happening, and you see how much fun we're having playing it.
I can't wait.
It's pretty contagious.
I can't wait, Jerry Douglas. Thanks so much, man, for coming back to Unreal Bluegrass. And if I get a chance wave at you, I will. I'll let you. I still hear your dog. Your dogs have not given up, so I'm going to let you get back to throwing the ball.
But they didn't see where it went, so I have a little break here.
Okay. Go back to that, and then I'll catch up to you somewhere up in upstate New York.
Okay, Steve, you take it easy.
Thanks, man.
I'll see you somewhere soon.
All right, see you, bye. Thanks so much, Jerry Douglas, for spending some time with Unreal Bluegrass. Talk about the new album coming out, What If, on Rounder Records, August 18th of this year, so right around the corner.